I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. I've got Will Gruger today as my co-host, who's in charge of all the social charts. And for my guests, I got some great guys in here, Rat King and Absol. What were you guys listening to when you guys were making So It Goes? Was there something specific or a couple albums that you were listening to or thought of when making that album?
A lot of different stuff as far as like reference points, but I was listening to a lot of DJ Rashad, I remember. A lot of like Omar S, DJ Rashad, Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh.
Yeah. What else? Capone Noriega, War Report.
Yeah,
just like a mixture of a bunch of different things.
You had Young Guru help you out. He engineered the project, right? How did you guys meet up with him?
We met him at like this talk he was doing, and then we met him there, and we had some mutual friends with like this guy at our label, so like
At XL,
yeah. So like then we just met up, and he was like down to do the project, so he like, it was really dope.
Shout out to Guru, man. One of those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
What's going on with your project, Soul? I know, finally, June. Do you have a date? I know you or Top Dog let the fans choose exactly what day. Did you guys decide on?
I don't think he's etched one in stone yet, but definitely June. It's done. trust me, it's done.
Have you been recording this for the... as she's nodding her head, yes, in the background. Have you been recording this in... for like the past 2 years since the
kinda
last project?
Kinda. Like I did like a joint project with Jameson and just didn't kinda fall through on the business end.
Yeah.
So I immediately changed face and started working on this one. I turned it in like at the top of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a company decision to just give it some more time to grow. So probably right.
About a year total. Do you have to kind of go back and be like, this doesn't feel like now, and switch out songs, or?
No, I mean, I try to choose songs that stick. You know, I don't try to choose to, like, songs of the time.
Right.
I try to, like, make sure it's something that'll hang on to you for a while.
Right.
For sure.
I know, you and Top Dog kind of went back and forth on Twitter on getting the project shelved. He's like, you saw the shelf life?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
He's just joking, man. You know. Me and Top Dog, he's a father figure of mine. We don't have a problem. We're just joking around on the internet. Mostly just my frustration of the time lapse.
Right.
It has been 2 years.
Right.
Just kind of just my way of,
nudging.
Saying that I haven't been asleep exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Do people think that?
I hope not. I can't see all that great, so I'm not like super like watching my Twitter like that. But like, you know, I hope not. I hope everybody knows that I've been working.
Yeah. But you feel like you also have to say it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's been some time. It's been a while.
I feel like the Top Dog... you guys do it's very strategic as far as to like when to put out which artist's project. And then you guys, what I like is you guys support each other.
Yeah, it's a team. Yeah, it's a team effort. It's a machine. It's
right.
Like, you know, so in that respect, you know, that's why it probably took so long for me to come back, you know, just to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all moving. And we signed some new artists too, Isaiah, Rashad, and SZA, and, you know, we want to give them some room to breathe too, you know. Yeah. So
sort of like your brand in that machine, like, are we going to see still a sort of politically active direction that we've seen from you on past songs, this new material?
Yeah, as long as politics are interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just like to talk about it all, you know. I don't want to say I'm like a politically driven. I'm not too into politics, but I have a few questions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to hear a little bit of that on the album?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Cool.
I'm sure. Sure. I just don't want to come off like, you know, like
an activist, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah, like
you got your hand up. And
fuck Obama. Some wild shit.
No, I mean, you've always been very honest on your projects.
For sure.
Very expressive. Yeah. I asked the guys what they were kind of listening to when they made their album. What have you been listening to this past year while making this album?
Probably just like, you know, the current state of music, you know. All of the popular new music, Rich Homie Quan, Migos, your Chance the Rapper, Joey Badass in the Pro Era. It's just like it's a big diverse. I feel like a lot of artists are coming from a lot of different angles right now, but kind of meeting in the middle. In the tone, you know, in the fun vibration, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of, and with the project being called These Days, you know, I did kind of want to reference a lot of today's stuff, you know. But then again, you know, not, you know, I want it to be timeless still, but.
Right.
A good time capsule of these days.
I know your the last song that you just put out has Assad on it. And I feel like he's a bit of an underdog also.
Yeah,
after
sure.
After all the Pusha T stuff, it's like he has to prove himself.
Absolutely.
All over again.
Yeah.
How was it? Like, how are the conversations with him?
Well, I mean, he's a very humble guy. I mean, you know, I probably caught him after a lot of the actual turmoil between them, or if there was or whatever. But he's a very humble, nice guy, very intelligent, eager, you know, eager to learn and grow type dude. He's a flower. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
What was it like working with King Krule?
It was cool, man. King Krule is like our boy. We met him like 2 years ago in London, and then like we just like became tight. So it's like pretty regular, you know?
Yeah, he appears on a variety of genres, like, you know, electronic stuff. It's cool to hear him on y'all's track. What did he kind of bring to the table production wise?
What did he bring to the table?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't produce the track.
He just sang,
Sport did, but he played a little guitar on it, which I think added like just that like King Krule kind of like sound, you know?
Yeah, he's so like his voice and the sound of his guitar, I feel like, are those like King Krule like staples, and so he wrote his part for that really fast. I remember that. And then we like sampled his guitar and like kind of like blended it in just subtly into the beat, so you can kind of hear it, but not, it wouldn't be like overpowering the whole track. But like, yeah, he's dope. He doesn't even like sleep. He like plays the show and then makes beats at night. Like he's dope.
I thought it was interesting. You guys put that audio sample of that viral clip of that guy with the cell phone in his pocket from that police. You know, stop and frisk case.
Yeah.
You know, that's certainly a very contextual thing, especially in New York. Like, you know, why, what motivated you to include that in the beginning of the song? What were you feeling?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, I think, like, we heard that, we saw that a while ago. I saw it a while ago, and I was just like, oh, that's so fucked up. And then, but I was like, this kid's so smart, like, that he did that, you know? But then when we were like, had that beat, and we were like, all right, we gotta make it. Like, I had a verse on it, I think, and I was like, all right, it's gonna be some, like, not anti-cop, but like, you know what I mean? Like anti-cop anthem, like anti-NYPD anthem type shit. And then like, maybe we saw the clip again and we were like, yo, this is perfect. And then it was especially because they're like, fucking mutt. And then it's like, shit's tight.
Yeah, it came together in some weird way.
Yeah, it worked out. Yeah,
is that like an experience you guys can relate to in a way? Like, have you guys encountered that sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, I think like,
I think just, the police presence in New York City is an experience everybody can relate to.
Yeah, wow. It's like every corner. I don't know, yeah. I think, nah, dude, it's definitely like a real thing. I think like NYPD, like, cops are so, like, NYPD, it's just, like, they're not, it's funny, like, they're, like, I don't know, like, the way they act is so funny. It seems like even if you, like, approach them, it's, like, they still have to be intimidating, like, and, like, cops just in New York have that, like, New York cop voice, you know? Like, hey, what are you throwing over there?
It's a prerequisite. You know
what I mean? Like, I feel like every cop, like, no matter what race they are in New York, has that, like, Italian type, like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, what? I'm like...
Like, you're Asian. What?
Yeah, I'm like, what? It's funny, man.
So, have you experienced all that while you're here?
I mean, I actually haven't had any run-in with police here. I could just tell by... how people are so cautious about police here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like cautious of, like, where to smoke, you know, how much, and, you know, just little things like that. Shit, I would not even... Can I curse?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I wouldn't even worry about back on my side. You know what I'm saying? I'll just light up right here in front of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But that's L.A. for you, right? California.
Yeah, because I find it, like, it's completely... different.
Right. And I mean, I still kind of do that here, but, like, you know, luckily I haven't had any run-in with the police, for sure.
You guys have to be more cautious.
A little bit.
I mean, if you're smart, you'll be fine.
Right. Well. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I haven't had any run-in, so.
I wanted to ask you guys, Racking, how you guys kind of first met, because you guys all met kind of at separate times.
Well, me and Hawk met when we were in, like, middle school. We went to school together. And then Eric, we met. I was like, there was like a park gym, and I was rapping at it. And then Eric was there, and like we met. Yeah, he just like went up to me. And was like, "Oh shit, you're dope at spitting. We should work." And then we just kind of had like similar ideas and like perspective on music at the time, kind of. So we just ran with it, I guess.
Right place at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit right place, but I mean, yeah, we were just fortunate that we like all right. Our ideas like kind of came together. We had the patience to kind of see it through, because like when you live in a time where, like, as soon as you have a little bit of talent at something, somebody like sticks a camera in your face and wants you to put it on the internet, and that to me kind of like can stunt the growth of like an artist, because you kind of need time to woodshed in a way. Like, you need the time to like not land a trick 1,000 times to then come out and land it. And I feel like that's been kind of like receded. So in the time of that, like for everybody to be the have the patience to kind of see an idea through. It's cool. Fortunate.
Long term.
Yeah.
How much time did you guys kind of work together before putting anything out or before kind of introducing it to anyone outside of your circle?
We had like first like Rat King was like me and Sport and like a while ago. Like, I don't know, like time ever since I left like high school, like time is so weird because like they don't have like, I don't know what a year's been, you know? Because it's not like, all right, now you're out of school and now it's summer break. It's just like, but like, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago or something, or 3 years ago, we were like, me and Eric were just working on Rat King. Mm-hmm. And it was like the really early stages of it. But then like, we kind of took a break for a bit and then we worked on like the like Wiki 93 project. So like, that's when we like Rat King kind of restarted it. It was like, oh, I want to make like a little solo EP. Will you help me, like, produce it? But then it, like, turned back just into what it was before, like, just kind of naturally, you know? So, yeah, we've been working together for a while.
And then Hawk's first verse was on 646, that song on Wiki 1993 EP. So that was, like, I think maybe one of the first verses he ever wrote and spit. So then after that point, we kind of decided, like, I don't know, what he brought to the table is not something either of us kind of bring. It's, like, a completely different angle. And but it still kind of like locks in like a puzzle piece. So he was kind of just it wasn't like a big decision. He was kind of in Rat King after that.
Right. Were you doing production before you got with them?
Yeah, I was doing production, but not really giving things out. It was more like trying to build a certain skill level. So when you do come in to the door, you have something to like, something distinctive to kind of like put across. And you can talk to people, actually. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Guru, what? Like, tell me about this compressor and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You can actually have a conversation. It takes time to build like a certain skill level.
So you're pretty much like learning the art.
Yeah, still learning the art.
Yeah. Well, I know you mentioned how you could say some things that you're feeling at the moment and then later want to talk about new things. So are you guys working on something right now, or are you guys kind of still focusing on? the last project?
I mean, we're all, I think we're all like being creative and like working on our, working on things on our own that will probably come together and become a new project eventually, but it's just like the early stages. So we have some stuff we play live that's like new songs that aren't on our record, and just we're kind of like testing it out, you know, and just like seeing what happens with it. But it's not, we don't have like a defined idea in our mind. But I don't know, maybe Eric does, I'm not sure.
A lot of the songs kind of, we work them out playing them live. So we have this song called Eternal Reveal that's you know, we has worked its way onto our set, and it's kind of like the chorus and the arrangement of the songs will form itself through a live show. So probably like a few months from now, it'll be like a distinctive song, so you can now go in and lay it down and then like add new stuff to it, like in the studio. But a lot of our songs are built just like live, and we'll make them real over time. But that's kind of good because you don't have to necessarily finish anything. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that kind of like weight off an artist's back. You're like, this has to be finished. Like, it doesn't have to be finished. You can work on it over a period of time.
So I was going to ask you if you try that out also when you're performing kind of new songs or things that are not yet finished, and see kind of how the crowd reacts and go from there. Do you do that also? Do you try that out?
Nah. Usually, like, probably in like the hip hop, rap, just like rap with the DJ, mm-hmm. you probably want to come out with songs that are already familiar. Yeah. Probably, you know what I'm saying? Get a lot of, you want the call to response. You want that type of thing going, and you know, in the rap show.
Yeah.
I don't have the band just yet. You know
what I'm So, I mean, I think it depends on what show, because like we've definitely played shows where I was like, damn, we should have played just more songs off the album. Like, people obviously are here to like to hear those songs. Like, and then like there's times where we're playing some like low key show and like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like some like
for sure,
DIY yeah. show. It's like, oh fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
But you
like,
don't and know I just when
I
just think in,
and dude. I just feel like with live instrumentation,
mm-hmm.
it's a different frequency that you're getting versus like just hearing a beat,
yeah.
You know, hearing new music in the club that's banging versus like somebody actually playing in front of you.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different type of respect too as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pluses and minuses to both.
Right.
It's like in every genre, like if you look at all the genres, there are pluses and minuses. Like to be at a DJ, you can be like really like cool up there, but you're not going to be able to get what like a punk band gets, and a punk band won't be able to get what a hip hop gets.
Yeah, type shit.
So like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know, to pick and choose, like, yeah, it's true. It's,
but exactly. Do you kind of go off before you get on stage as to what you're going to do?
Yeah, we have like a set list and we practice and stuff like that.
Right.
And then we different. Might throw in a couple of things we have that aren't necessarily finished recordings into it, just like to sprinkle it in, just to say like just to make it a part of the process and get comfortable with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, we try to have a good blend between like what a traditional rap show would be and like what something more loose and a little bit more experimental would be.
And then when you kind of go up there, you're like, this is how the crowd feels. And
yeah. But what's good is that you can like turn a crowd who doesn't necessarily know your music with just like because you have control of the different parts of it.
Exactly.
It's yeah. Like,
yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that sounds difficult, though, because you right. feel like you don't know the response that you're and going to get.
That's dope. I mean, that's the, you know. That's,
yeah, I mean,
that,
you know,
that sounds very, that. Yeah, that sounds real brave, like very brave, like, you know, no risk, I mean, no risk, no reward type.
I know rap yeah. fans can be yeah, critical.
Yeah.
Yeah, but rap fans can learn something too. No, you know, no, like you don't know everything as a fan. Like, all right, like you can see something new you haven't seen before. You can be as critical. I'm super critical about beats and all that stuff too. But I also like seeing something maybe I'm not really used to, and even if I'm not jumping around, I'm like looking into it, like, oh okay, so I like the way you did that. Oh, I like the transition between this right. song and that song. I like these verses. I like the breaks in between the verses and what the MC's talking about and the back and forth between the MC and whoever else is on stage and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's dope to see like a great rap show too.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like a straight-up classic DJ. It's dope, yeah, because like when you see it, you're like, oh, dope, they killed it. Like, that's how it should be, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, one time we played with World's Fair, and, like, they have mad members, but it was, like, I don't know, like, they were finishing each other's verses. It didn't get muddled where it was, like, everyone was rapping all the verses together. It was, like, everyone was kind of, like, filling it in at the perfect times, and
sync
I was like, this,
sync world.
Yeah, I was like, this is tight. Nice. But, yeah, I mean.
Are there artists that you guys kind of look up to when making up your set list and kind of your stage presence?
I don't know. I think, like. Yeah, like, there's certain rappers that just, yeah, Meth and Red have, like, a dope live set. I've seen them when I was younger.
Yeah,
and, like.
You went to the Hard Knock Life tour?
Nah. I was too young then. I wish, man. Are you kidding me?
It was, like, bouncing around. Oh, no, that was before y'all. Yeah, y'all.
That was, like.
I've seen backstage. That show, they were repelling off the wall, and they
come on stage like, oh, we killed that set. Like,
that was crazy.
Shit's so tight, yeah. But I mean, yeah, I'm definitely influenced by a lot of I don't know, live artists, like.
So Meth and Redman.
Mos Def has a dope live show.
Yeah, Mos Def is so sick live.
Like,
yeah.
I remember seeing him live. Like, he's just like, it's like, oh shit, this is like, he's like an artist. Like, it's not even like, he's like a performer, you know?
Yeah.
It's not even like, I don't know, but yeah, I'm influenced by like people I play. Like, when we were on tour, we were on tour with Death Grips, and it was like seeing MC Ryde, I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah,
those
dudes are so
like
intense.
Next
level. they're like boxers, yeah.
I was gonna say.
So I was like, boxers, oh. Man. And then we were on tour with Trash Talk, and like, that was obviously, it was dope because we were like, had to play for like, kind of like, punk crowds and shit, and hardcore crowds. So it was like, kind of like, oh, it was a little intimidating, but like, some shows popped off. Some shows people were like, oh, fuck this. This rap shit. But like, right. It was cool. Like, it was mad fun. And I definitely was influenced by like seeing Trash Talk play, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like even for our set, like, sometimes I'm like, all right, like, sometimes like, I'm like, on this song, like, relax and listen to the song for a sec. Like, sometimes, like, So It Goes, motherfuckers are pushing people. I'm like, yo, nah, this is So It Goes. This is the last song. Just relax for a second.
Just
listen,
relax,
there's a time and place for everything, though. But I see you. And sometimes, like, yeah, and depending on the set, depending on who we're playing for, sometimes I want to just kill, like, a technical rap set. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get these verses off. And, like, and then sometimes it's, like, kind of a shit show. The sound's not that great. And it's like, fuck it. We got to go off. You know what I mean? But exactly. It depends, yeah.
Exactly. All that applies for real. Like, if I was to, like, open up for Death Grips, like, I'd have to, like, you know.
You'd be doing some other shit that you're not doing right now.
Right. I'd probably have to, like.
What about you, Sport? What kind of stuff do you look to?
I don't know. I was always a big fan of, like Animal Collective. This is, like, tech house producer named Mr. G. He's from London. He did like a Boiler Room set, and you can like look it up online, but he just rocks like an MPC and like a mixer, 16 channel mixer, and just murks shit so hard with that. And I like look at stuff like that to like, I don't know, sonically and like the energy you need. Cause like I'm vibing to what they're doing too. You know what I mean? So having a bit of the stuff, control the stuff live allows me to like, not just kind of like just be affect the show a little bit more. I mean, if you look at a dude like A-Rab Music, like, he's doing like he's spitting with his hands almost. It's like the beat is spitting. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's like the future of like production. Just like producers who do something that can, in some way, get what MCs get from spitting. You know what I mean? It's like, or dancers get from like breakdancing or footworking. You know what I mean? It's the same. Like, you look at A-Rab Music when he's doing it. He looks like a rave. It's that something about it is giving off the attitude. Like, it's like a Cam verse or a Nas verse, or like, you know what I mean, it's that same thing,
it's
but
like
just
visual. It's like a visual element.
Yeah.
You ever look at those like Novation Launchpad videos on YouTube? Those guys playing that drum machine is like a huge trend. I wrote an article about it a few weeks ago. These guys like
Yeah, finger drumming and shit like yeah. If you, exactly. I mean, some of that stuff is kind of corny as fuck. But like if you, it's like with anything else. If you can style with it, you style with. Like everybody owns an MPC. People can't do what A-Rap Music does. You know what I mean? A lot of people own MPCs, so it's like a tool. And then once you get nice at it, you just can style with it, and that brings it back to like what an MC could do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, because with an MC, I think it's style is everything in terms of like. I don't think like there's any best rapper ever because it's like, how could you say that? Because like to be the illest rapper, it's just like you have to be the most like unique kind of in your way, own way. You know what I mean? Like how could you say ODB is not the best rapper? How could you? You know what I mean? It's just like
exactly.
It's like all about how you style with it. Like that's everything, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like, but you'll always have the who's the best rapper alive conversation.
For sure.
Yeah, but that's like. We would have to have it because, but it's like, how, that's what I'm saying. How could you even like put stats to that? I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Just best. The word best is a subjective word. That's just a great word for conversation anyway.
Right.
Favorites and things like that.
Exactly. You
know, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's fun. It's still fun to have the conversation. But in the end, I think it's like.
You'd rather be in the conversation than have the conversation.
Right. Just to be in the in the conversation alone is great for me.
But you don't want to have the conversation of who is the best rapper alive.
Nah, not really.
You just want to be mentioned in
there. If I could be in there somewhere. Oh, yeah. Soul, yeah. He's what about it? That's cool enough, yeah.
You guys too? You're like.
Yeah, I definitely like want people to know like. I'm ill at spinning. So I'm like,
You shouldn't get caught up too much on lists and be making a list and being the best because that's all like what happened to the list from last year. You know what I mean? It's like,
About the longevity. Yeah, it's like being on that, like, not like the fun. I'm saying, like, you know, people, like, you were just saying, like, somewhere in there, it's like somewhere in the people will be like, oh, racking, that was dope. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't need, I don't know.
I mean, it's a big place. I mean, just music is a big place.
Yeah.
You can hop on iTunes right now, go to the top of the chart. You're going to see somebody in the top five that you've never heard of.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how it's going to always be forever.
Like, so you guys aren't affected by the lists and the the comments.
It's too big.
It's just information, really. I just took it all. It's like the internet is like it'll control, like control board. You can just kind of see it all. Oh, that's what happened. It's nothing to take personal, but it's good as information to apply or like for your own understanding about the whole like game, if you will. So, this is how this happened. It's like, oh, okay, interesting. Note to self.
Yeah,
this is how they're operating.
Definitely can't like go tune in on the comments because like people are so like hilarious. Like, people are so stupid.
People are mean.
People just lie. Like, they just say things that aren't true. It's, like, mad funny.
So, do you stay off the comments section?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part. But, I mean, you know, you stumble across some nice things, too. We're not going to. We don't want to. We don't want to act like everybody's so mean. But they are pretty mean, though.
Yeah, I see. What are you trying to do a little bit differently with these days? Whether it be the way you push it out or just the recording itself?
Well, I just feel like, you know, just after, you know, working with, you know, Kendrick and Q and you know, like when Control, my last project came out, it was like before we had access to like Beats by Dre products.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like there's a few more like, little tools and technology that we can apply now for, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, to appease the ear a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, scientifically.
Right.
That's probably the only difference.
Tech-wise, you just have to think about that.
Tech sound-wise, quality, textures and sounds, but I feel like I'm the same old soul, though.
Aww. What about you guys? What are you trying to do kind of differently or want to do differently? Whether it be...
I'm just trying to figure out, like, I just want a space. We have a practice space, but it's like, I don't know, we've been in there for a really long time, and it's like really, really small and like cramped in there. There's like no windows. It's like in a basement. So like, I just want to put a spot where we can like record and like just be creative and like, I don't know, like for me, I'm not the type of dude who's like constantly writing. Like I write like 8 verses like every, right. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. So I need to like be in it and be like, all right, we're gonna make this right now. Let's do it and like write. You know what I mean?
So
like,
do you have to lock yourself in when you guys are recording something? Or
not a lot. I mean, it's just I need to like have a goal and then have a space to like execute that goal where I can like be relaxed and not like and like burn it down and like hang out and like not be like have all these rules and shit.
Exactly.
Just like zone out, you know?
Exactly.
But like I'm just trying to figure out
like,
that space.
Like this, like for this one, I like recorded most of it at Mac Miller's house, chilling. Like in a cool little.
Yeah, everyone's at right. Mac Miller's
house. You seen the show?
No, but like I talked to SZA. She's in there. Yeah, she came by. Yeah. Internet's in there. Everyone's in there.
No, for sure. Because it's just, he has, it's just a real.
Mac Miller's house. That's
right. It's just a real creative vibe. Just, you know, and it's no chairs, bean bags.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Yeah, y'all gotta come through. Y'all gotta come through.
Definitely when we're, next time we're out there.
We'll talk.
Yeah, it sounds like he, but he stays up late and just works.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, he's crazy. He's an insomniac.
Is there, is Matt gonna be on the project?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on there. Who else can we, other than I think, you know, Assad and Action Bronson?
You know, I got the whole team on there for sure. For sure, a family affair.
Yeah, top dog party for sure.
The whole squad. Everybody, like even AMAC, you know AMAC, Q's DJ,
yeah,
Zanzilla, even AMAC blessed me, like so. It's gonna be tight.
But that just, I know that with when I talked to SZA, she said that she had kind of like a boot camp where she had to stay with Isaiah to record her project.
Yeah.
So with you, it was just mostly at Max. You didn't have to.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, like the boot camp that they was at. Yeah. That's where we were at.
Also,
yeah, so that's tight. That's tight that they like actually.
Yeah, they live together.
There. Yeah, like that's where we were all at, like Black Hippie.
Yeah.
But you know, so now like you know, I took you know, leave them that space, and you know, right. Mac Miller was well, kind enough to extend his lab to me, so that was cool.
Anybody else that you want to shout out that's on the project?
My boy Danny Brown on there.
You guys have been known to work together.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's about it. All the fans. It's really the homies, though. It's really a TDE joint, though. It's a top dog party, though, for sure.
Yeah. Do you are you already thinking ahead of like? Do you have music pushed to the side for something else?
I mean, well, you know, my series is long term. It's my series, and I'm 2 chapters in the long term already, so. It's only going to be 4 chapters of long term, so
you're not breaking away from that series.
Long term, 4 should be my last album, for sure.
Ever. What if that happens? Like, what if you are ready to put out that project like next year?
I wouldn't be able to put it out.
I was like, because
it's got to be the conclusion.
So there might be projects in between then.
No, for sure. So you got long term 1 and 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 2 more. When they'll come is up to, you know, time and space. You feel me?
I don't know. We're like I was saying before, we're just kind of like working, like just kind of like trying stuff out and like writing new songs, like piece by piece kind of, but.
Playing it and then seeing kind of how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, but we don't really know what, I don't know, like the plan for the next album yet.
Yeah, I mean, we have a kind of like a working title for the next album and like, some beats and some rhymes that are going to go towards it. But how this prior album came together, who knows? Like, I mean, you can have a plan, but it usually gets mixed up and hopefully it comes. It's like 80% of your idea is the final product, hopefully. But yeah, I think we're all working on different things, not even just music. I know, Hawk is working on like, having a art show coming up. And, so we're all trying to stay creative and like, seeing where things take us. I got like 4,000 instrumentals. So I'm ready.
What are
ready.
You gonna do with those 4,000 instrumentals?
I don't know. No, I met this one guy in a Belgium from this pretty cool like kind of techno label, I guess they would be called. And we're thinking about putting out some stuff. It's just ideas at this point. So it might be like a small like instrumental like EP maybe coming out. Some Sporting Life stuff.
Just for you, like as individually.
Yeah. But it'll probably have like, who knows what's gonna like. I don't know how the final construction of it will be, but I'm kind of like looking forward to like putting out some stuff.
Are you guys? I know you guys did your Fader Vader show yesterday. Are you guys, this is for all of you guys, are you guys going to kind of go on tour for a little bit, or are you just going to do shows within where you are?
We're going on tour starting, what, the 10th?
June 10th. Yeah, we're doing a little East Coast tour.
We just came back from Europe. It was really fun. So, yeah, we look forward to, like, going to some different cities, seeing some friends from who live in places that you haven't been to in a while. Yeah.
Take advantage of that time.
Yeah, definitely.
Hang out. So what about you, finally going to Europe?
Man, they better take me over there this time. Sure. Absolutely. All the homies, I'm like the last guy to go everywhere, I think.
What's going on?
It's crazy, right? I never thought about that. But yeah, I'm sure after I get a date for sure, and you know.
Are you waiting for a date?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on a
but
date.
It's June. You know?
It is going to be June for sure.
Okay, between those 3 days.
They assured me that it will be June for sure, and I turned it in, so hey. Right.
No hands, leaking if it doesn't happen?
Nah, I ain't gonna, nah. Like, I wouldn't do that for real. Like, nah, that's crazy.
Well, that's good. At least now you guys have a month. So hopefully June is like next week. Mm-hmm. When would you like as soon as possible is for you is what you're
for me, yeah. But I mean, you know how this stuff works. They wanna come, you know, I gotta come holla at y'all. You know, I gotta do this little promo run and stuff and color it up a bit. But yeah, it's cool. Well, I'm patient. I have patience. Like, gotta have the patience.
Yeah, even with us, like, our album, I remember it was, like, so many technical things that I was just, we were like, yo, it's done. Like, we need to put this out. Like, and it was just, like, kept getting pushed back. And it was just, like, you know, there's so much that goes into it. So much more than just, like, the making the album. It's, like, it's done, but then it's, like, all this extra shit and I'm stressing. Yeah. Like, whether it's samples or just all types of stuff, you know. Like promotion, you got to do press, you got to make sure it's worth it, whatever, all that.
Yeah.
I think that's why you have to have some type of working system that you can get wins out of outside of the music industry, kind of, if you will. Because you can't, like, that's what I'm saying, that's what's going to give you, honestly, that patience you need to, like, work through is having your own system of things you're working on and stuff like that. And then when things happen, they happen. Because if you're stuck looking at calendars and checking your watch about when these things are going to come through after you're done, you're just going to pull your hair out. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you need to just have a consistent system of working. And like, yeah, sometimes you're mad about, oh, like this beat doesn't come through or this beat is dope, but that has nothing to do with when your album release date is. You know what I mean? So if you can stay within the work of it, you can kind of we'll reduce some of the stress that might come with like waiting for, because I don't know, you have to work with so many people, you know what I mean? So
there has, a lot of people also have say on when it comes out because of all that stuff that you guys do. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in early. I'm glad you guys came in here.
Thanks for having me.
I was gonna say
thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.